Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. I'm Jory Fisher, your host, and joining me today, October 27th, 2010. Oh, Beth, how did we get to October 27th?
I have no idea.
We've been doing this a while. It's my friend and co-host, Beth Scanzani, as well as our very delightful guest, Denise Sterrett. So, Beth, how are you doing today?
Actually, I'm doing very well. I'm back home from California. I just came home on Monday.
Still jet lagging a little bit, or you got your feet on the ground? And
oh, so funny you should say that. I didn't know if I was going to mention it or not, but I have a broken toe.
Mm-hmm.
So my feet aren't exactly on the ground, so to speak. but I'm heart-centered. How's that?
Okay, well, thank you for being with us, and we send you healing prayers and energy.
Thank you.
And Denise, I hear your voice over there. How are you doing today?
I am very, very well. Very excited about today.
Good. Well, we're really, really happy to have you with us. We extend a warm welcome to you, Denise, and an especially warm welcome to those of you who are listening to Heart and Soul for the first time. We hope all of you will consider doing four things to make us spread the word about this radio show. Number one, mark Heart and Soul a favorite by clicking on the little red heart on our Blog Talk Radio show page. Number two, follow Heart and Soul by clicking on the follow button on our show page. Number three, tweet Heart and Soul. I just did that. Either from our show page or directly from my website, womenfindpurpose.com. And number four, add the Blog Talk Radio player for this show directly to your website or blog. For your convenience, you may also download each show as an MP3 or to iTunes directly from our Heart and Soul show page on blogtalkradio.com. So, Denise, warm, warm welcome to you. And would you like to say just a few words about what we'll be talking about today?
Hey, thank you. I am so excited to talk about how understanding your own energetic makeup can help you in discovering and living your purpose. So really quick, your energy makeup is influencing how you see yourself in the world, and making even the smallest positive shift in your energy can have an immediate impact on your life and open you to seeing how you live your purpose every day. And I know between the three of us that we've got a lot to talk about energy and purpose, but only a limited time together to do it. So I wanted to suggest to your listeners up front that you take in as much as you can and know that we're going to share how to take it further in your own life. And hey, just in time for the new year, right?
Excellent, excellent. Good point. Well, thank you so much. And before we launch into Denise's introduction and interview, the formal introduction, I just want to share a little bit about who Beth and I are, what we do, and the context and format for Heart and Soul. Beth is a life, leadership, true purpose, and dream coach from Rockport, Massachusetts, with a corporate background in human resources. I'm a calling, career, and true purpose coach from Lynchburg, Virginia, with a background in law, academia, and Christian ministry. Beth and I are both very passionate, and, of course, Denise as well, about helping people discern their life purpose and are professionally trained and highly skilled in doing so. We work with individuals and groups by telephone or in person, if you prefer. And for more information about our services, we ask that you contact Beth by emailing her at BethScanzani, that's S-C-A-N-Z-A-N-I, BethScanzani@AOL.com, or just contact me through my website, womenfindpurpose.com. Our vision for Heart and Soul is to create a place, number one, where you can be inspired, encouraged, and supported by people who are making a meaningful difference in their own lives and in the lives of others. And number two, where you can gain some insight into your life purpose and how you can express that unique life purpose to the fullest. Our motivation for hosting Heart and Soul is our deep desire to fulfill and express our respective life purposes, which includes helping you discover yours, discover who you are, and how you're meant to use your gifts and talents in the world around you. Let me just tell you a little bit about how you can listen and participate in Heart and Soul. You can listen to our shows live by calling 1-347-326-9296 at 12 noon Eastern each and every Wednesday. To listen live online or to listen to any of our archived on-demand shows, just go to blogtalkradio.com, type Jory Fisher, J-O-R-Y, Jory Fisher, in the search box, and click on the show you wish to hear. During Denise's interview, I will monitor the chat room to see if you have any questions or comments you'd like me to relay to our guest on air. But do note that you have to register with Blog Talk Radio first if you wish to participate in the chat room. And you do that directly from the blogtalkradio.com homepage. Each week, we offer one or more coaching suggestions to help you experience and integrate the information our guests have generously shared. So following Denise's interview, she will give us some tips that will help us discover and unlock our unlimited potential. Beth and I will then discuss some of our own reflections on purpose, passion, and perseverance, and give you a brief preview of next week's episode of Heart and Soul. So Beth, I'm passing it over to you so we can get to know Denise and hear more about her purposeful insights. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Jory. You can take a breath now. That's a lot of, you know, a lot of information, and we like to include it because our listeners do change from week to week, and
right.
So it helps just to get, you know, to give them some information. But today, imagine if you could look back on your life and feel really happy. Well, that is what Denise Sterrett is all about, our guest today. And really, in these times, in these uncertain times that we're living in, you know that there are many, many people who feel that their lives are really out of their control. And they're spending a lot of time seeing and thinking about what's wrong. You know, what's wrong with my job? What's wrong with my relationship? What's wrong with the world? And they have lots of answers to those questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Denise, who's the creator of the Center for Energetic Leadership, really is going to suggest today a more optimistic and attainable vision for the world, for your relationship, for your life. And she's going to help you discover why the way that you see yourself, other people, you know, discover why you see yourself and other people and the world the way you do, and also how to learn how to, and there are 3 points here. She's going to talk about how to release your inner genie by choosing how you see yourself, how you see others, and how you see any situation in your life. Number two, she's going to help you make your wishes come true by learning the process that taps into your inner purpose and connects it to your goals. And number three, she's going to help you understand how to become the genie, a.k.a. leader, who leads you and others to take the first step toward living your personal mission. Now, I've known Denise for some time. I actually met Denise in a True Purpose teleseminar, and I've also worked with Denise on energy leadership, which is something that she's going to talk to you about today. When I first met Denise, her email address, I remember, was Inner Smile, and her website, Inner Smile, and that's absolutely how I remember you, Denise. The smile that just comes through the phone across the miles. And you have such a wonderful smile in your voice, Denise. And I remember stories about Paris and cookies and creative energy and fun. Denise's purpose is to help people see who they really are. This is who Denise is. Her purpose is to help people see who they truly are and to go out and boldly express that truth as leaders. Denise spent about 10 years managing HR programs for global companies like Kraft Foods and Cisco and Ernst & Young, and at that point she was living an expatriate life, some of that in France. And then she stepped on to a purposeful path and created the Center for Energetic Leadership. This is an enterprise that's aligned. It's aligned with her mission, that's to empower women to experience the freedom of a life of their choosing by leading from the truth of who they are. And Denise has very innovative offerings. You can check out her website after the show. We'll give you her website address. And she really has provided a unique blend of joyful insights, high consciousness principles, and also practical tools that you need to unlock your true potential. In terms of her qualifications, Denise has an MBA, from Thunderbird School of Global Management, and also a BA in French from Randolph-Macon College. And she's also a certified professional coach, an IPEC accredited Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner, and that's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. Energy leadership is one of the things that Denise will be talking about, and also an NLP practitioner. Denise, is there anything you'd like to add to that introduction? I know I said a lot.
Oh, my goodness. It is, and here's the thing, is that I am just so excited, and what a privilege to be here talking with my mentor and my true purpose coach. This is fantastic.
Oh, and I'm so glad to have you. I've loved watching you evolve since we did the true purpose work together, and just seeing what you've created. It's really quite amazing.
Thank you.
But let's step back. This is a show about passion and purpose and perseverance. And tell us, Denise, if you would, a little bit more about your life purpose as you understand it.
Yeah, and it feels so great to say this, Beth, is that my purpose is to help people see who they truly are, connect to that divine nature that is theirs, and boldly express that truth in how they lead.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And you talk a lot about leaders. And I wonder if you could say a little bit more about leadership in the context that you hold it.
Yeah, and you know what? If we get ourselves out of bed, we're a leader. Because leadership, in my definition, is inspiring and motivating ourselves into positive action. So everybody on this call, if you got yourself out of bed today, you are a leader. So that's who I'm talking to.
Yeah, I think that's really important for people to understand. A lot of people will say, well, I'm not a leader, I'm not an executive, I'm not, you know, this, I'm not that. But we are all leaders of our own lives.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, some people come to their purpose very easily in lives, and it just comes to them. And for others of us, we get to a point where, you know, we have questions, things don't feel the same, we have a yearning, we feel that our lives lack meaning, or things just aren't going the way that we hoped that they would, and maybe they don't feel as good that as we wish that they would. And we go through some journey to get to the point where we find our purpose in life and then shift the way we experience life. So Denise, would you tell us a little bit about your journey? You know, so you know your purpose now, but what happened in the journey on the way to finding your purpose? Mm.
Yeah, and I appreciate you asking, because it you did mention that I had this expatriate lifestyle, and when I think about it, it's like, how in the world could I have left my neighbor, the Eiffel Tower, right? It was a dream come true, getting myself to Paris, and then spending really 8 years living between cultures, and so between the French, the American, the British. And I also remember that I went to Europe because I really wanted to become fluent in French, and I wanted to have this experience. I forgot to put in my request on how I wanted to really feel or do during this experience.
Denise, pause for a moment. say that again and say it slowly, because that's such an important point. Just say it again. Say it slowly.
Oh, right. I probably should have said this energy comes. So thank you, Beth, for grounding me. That was one of the gifts that you absolutely gave me, was the centering. Is that I made a dream come true by getting myself to Paris. But I forgot to sort of put in my request or decide how I wanted to experience that dream coming true. Yeah. So I was doing something in a job, in a corporate role, that I found just was not fulfilling me, and I couldn't understand why, living this, you know, this lifestyle. But I wasn't feeling fulfilled by what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And so the reason I wanted you to repeat that again, not to interrupt your story, but it's such an important point that we often go off and do something that feels right, but don't think about the qualities of the experience that we want to have. And so we go and do it, but we don't necessarily have the experience that we're looking for because we haven't been thoughtful or intentional about what kind of experience we're really looking for. So, yeah.
Right, and we're looking to the outcome, right? We're looking because I wanted to achieve something, and that, I think, also drives maybe many of your listeners. They're achievers. They're leaders. They're getting things done, and we forget that it's the process. It's not really the outcome. It's the process that's where the success comes. That's when we are tapped into who we are, is in the creative process.
Yeah, yeah. So here you are in Paris, and it's just not quite going the way you thought it was going to go. Then what?
Well, my trusted source kind of hits me over the head, and my leading was next learning opportunity. So I get these like almost punches in the stomach, kind of act now type of thing. So I did. I chose to come home. I chose to face repatriation. And as you might remember, Beth, I mean, I had everything up in transition: career change, relationship change, family, everything thrown into one bucket. So no expatriate experience could have prepared me for this. But in the process, I was learning that I was actually imposing on myself. I was practically imploding from my negativity and my negative thoughts that were going on inside of me. And that was showing up as high blood pressure and a fast heartbeat. And I've had this for quite some time. And so I was really looking for ways to change my habits. And also, my mother kept telling me, you know, Denise, you know, when you were a baby, you were just always smiling and happy. And I'm like, oh, it's been a long time since I've connected to that part of me. Where is that? Where is that part of me? And let's face it, right? That's our natural divine state, is that joyful happiness. So in my journey, I came across the True Purpose teleseminar, and I was blessed that Beth was my coach in that. And in that process, she also introduced me to the words energy leadership. And here's the thing, is that I understood that, you know, intellectually, that we were attracting into our lives reflections of our energy, but I didn't know how to shift myself out of the negative and be more positive. So that's where I was looking to generative processes like NLP and energy leadership. And this is how I started. Once I made connection with the trusted source, my trusted source, then as I'm going through these processes and releasing negativity and really redistributing my energy to where it's naturally higher, then I'm getting this strong interconnection that's creating the positive shift. And my positive shifts, I'm not speaking in terms of material. I'm talking about the experience of my life. There's a permanent joy in whatever situation I'm in. So when I was, you know, in those lower sort of victim thinking and frustration, there was no way that I was going to be fully open to the messages that my soul was trying to give me, except for the punch in the stomach, because that seemed to be the only way to get it across to me. But in the higher, higher levels of energy, we have access to that. And that's why, as I raised my energetic makeup, that's when I was learning more about my life purpose and how we feel more empowered when we're aligned. Our mind is soul is open to our soul's guidance. The parts of ourselves are aligned on purpose. And that's why it's such a privilege to help people see who they truly are and express that and how they lead. Mm-hmm. And so my blessing is made up really of three steps. We connect, we share, we celebrate. Connect to the divine nature that is truly who we are. Share that truth through our talents. And then celebrate the difference we're creating in the world by being really who we are.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's great. And for those of you who are listening, there's just a couple of terms that Denise has used that I'll say a little bit more about. One is, you know, when Denise referred to trusted source, and Denise, you can add to this if there's something more for you. But in the True Purpose process that Jory and I both teach and both work with clients on, we connect to what we call a trusted source. You may call it a higher power. It may be God for you. It may be your higher self. But it's that part. It's that trusted source that knows our purpose and can communicate that to us. So as part of the exploration of life purpose, we help people to connect to a trusted source. And that trusted source can be with them or is with them for the rest of their lives, has always been with them. Maybe they've connected before, maybe they haven't. But we help people develop a relationship, a new kind of relationship with their trusted source. And so what Denise is saying, you know, is that, you know, her relationship with her trusted source has enabled her to open access to a lot of information that when she was in negative energy wasn't accessible to her. Is that right, Denise?
Absolutely. That's exactly it. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And And then when you talk about connect, share, and celebrate, Denise, part of the two-purpose process also is to identify what the steps are in a person's blessing. What is the process that they're doing, that they're designed to do over and over and over again? And Denise is all about connecting and then sharing and celebrating. And she's all about that. From my experience of you, Denise, you're all about that.
Cool, we're on target.
yeah, I mean, that is exactly my experience of you. That's great. And you also talked about energy leadership, Denise, and I wonder, I think we'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes, but we will, just if you're listening, we will get back to a little bit more about energy leadership, which talks about levels of energy, frequent, you know, vibrational levels of energy and how that affects our lives. So we'll put a place marker on that for a moment and know that we're coming back to it. All right, great. So, you know, how has learning your purpose and getting to this point where you know that you connect, share, and celebrate, how has it changed your life, Denise? What would be the difference if I looked at your life now and maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's wonderful to, that's why it's so fun to talk with you today, because you had a previous experience of me. And if I could, I'd go back and talk to every single lovely person that was with me in my lower levels of conflictual learning. But that's really the game that we're taught for the most part, is that it's a game to be won. Life is a game to be won or lost and out there. So what I found is that I'm more naturally collaborative and we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And this has led me, as you said, you know, I came out with your inner smile, and that's really my journey into coming into what my leadership style is about. And that summed up is, when I smile out to the world smiles back, you know, and that's always kind of been there for me. And now I can actually see that. So, and on today's call, you know, I'm, you know, interrupt me, I'm lighthearted, I'm in a higher energy that's naturally there, that always was, and it was masked earlier. Then I'm also not just tiptoeing out into the world with my vision for the Center for Energetic Leadership. I'm really, really motivated to offer high consciousness coaching programs and also provide an opportunity for coaches who want to have a place to build and practice to do that, and we serve a broader community. And then I'm also stepping into, and I really appreciate that you notice the energy in my voice, because I'm talking more, I'm speaking more, I'm sharing more. And when I'm doing that, I'm doing teleseminars for the center, and I also have the privilege to coach new coaches with the IPEC as well. So I'm stepping up into my leadership and modeling what it is to be yourself and boldly express yourself, because it's coming from, I call it, my inner smile.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? Love it. I love that. Great. So you've created so much, you know, since I last worked with you in the True Purpose Process, Denise, and really the Center for Energetic Leadership, and also, you know, what you've done in your own center to be able to come out and express yourself the way that you are now.
Well said, Beth. Well said.
Absolutely. You know, and then just and the generosity, you know, the work that you're doing is very generous, offering coaching programs and trying to, you know, help raise the consciousness of the world. And you know, what a wonderful way to express your life purpose and your gifts. So
Thank you.
I think that's awesome. Talk to us a little bit, I think, because if we get too much farther, you know, some of our listeners won't understand the context of energy leadership, and it is such a wonderful way to look at how we live our lives, you know, based on seven levels of energy. Could you take us through at a, you know, fairly simple level, what are the seven energetic levels and why should we care about knowing anything about them?
Absolutely. And, you know, let me tell you that what I on the website, folks can get access to what I'm talking about in written and in an audio form. If they go to the Center for Energetic Leadership, I've got an energetic makeover kit. So if I'm covering this really fast, there's lots of opportunities to get through it. This is based on a self-perception chart. So unlike an eye chart the doctors give us to see outside clearly, this is something that Bruce Schneider created in order for us to help us see internally more clearly. So we call it a self-perception chart or an eye chart. And the seven levels are really I'll go with the feelings or emotions that we might be in each of the levels. In the lowest level, where I was just really pull the sheets over your head every day, kind of apathy and feeling victim to my circumstances. The next level up is really frustration, confusion, anger. It's conflict level. And those are very, very much in the catabolic, destructive energy levels. Then we move up into what is more constructive and positive, if you will. The good stuff is a feeling of forgiveness and taking responsibility for what I'm creating my experience in life. Then you move up into four, which is about concern and compassion and service. And then you move into peace, which is really just amazing to feel this reconciliation inside. And that's what I call about the inner partnership between your thoughts and your feelings, right? Your soul and your ego, right? Mm-hmm. Then the highest levels are joy and absolute passion. And that's six and seven. And there we've completely transcended the ego and are into the spiritual beings that we really are. And anybody can be resonating in any of those seven levels all through the day, like a stock market, right? So a stock goes up and goes down, right? And so when you're in at lower feelings of victim or anger, you're dropping the value of your stock. But you can exponentially raise it when you're tapping into the feelings of forgiveness and compassion and peace and joy and certainly unconditional love and absolute passion. So then everybody, and we can actually measure this. This is the other thing that's amazing, is there is an attitudinal assessment that you gave me that helped me realize, how could I understand my purpose if I have 100% of energy and over 40% of it is in this destructive place? Mm-hmm. So the interventions that we went through and then I further have gone through with the energy leadership process allows us to release the lower levels and redistribute to them higher. And the one thing, and I can say, 1 year later, I retook my assessment after going through the coach training program, and I had successfully redistributed the lower. We always have some lower, but now I got 80% in the stuff that's constructive and creative and amazing. So so that's a quickie on their seven levels. We're always moving within them, and that we'll have an average resonating level that is then through our interventions and coaching, we can start to release and redistribute.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just a couple of things I want to say about that. One is you talked about catabolic energy, which is what, you know, we call the first couple of levels. It's a type of energy, and the vibrational, really literally, the vibration of catabolic energy is lower. And that vibration, lower vibrational energy, has an impact on the body and on people around us. So when you're vibrating in this level of victim and anger and conflict, not only are you damaging your own body and creating disease, literally, but you're also, you know, sending out this lower vibration to the people around you. And I'm sure you've all had experiences of walking into a room or having a conversation with somebody where all of a sudden, you can just feel your energy level go down. And so that's the lower vibrating energy at the bottom. And as you move up the seven levels, the energy actually vibrates higher, and it actually increases your immune system and makes and actually compensates for the stress in your life, you know, that all of us have by creating a strong immune system and more joy and peace and the things that are more healing. And also then transmits that to the people around us. So being able, as Denise was saying, to shift your average resonating level up by recognizing when you're in some of this energy and how to shift it, as Denise could help you do, has a huge impact not only on you, but the people around you and ultimately the world.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very, very important work. And Denise, I'm so glad that you're doing it and putting it out there the way that you are. So great. George, did you have any questions about that?
No, it's reminding me of chakra work and then, you know, a little bit that I know perhaps about, Buddhism or whatever. But, you know, I think we can borrow from different teachings, and there's so much truth out there. And what you're saying, Denise, is just really, and Beth, you know, making so much sense that, wow, if we can live at the higher levels of joy and passion and compassion, the beautiful difference that we'll have in the world is just absolutely amazing. So, gosh, any time that we can help take somebody from barely being able to get out of bed to a place where they are resonating joy and compassion and love for their fellow man, let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. And if I could add that, you know, mm-hmm. it's every energy, what we're teaching in the energy leadership is how to use energy for you rather than against you. So mm-hmm. while every energy level has its advantages and disadvantages, when you have this awareness and you start to realize that I can use a particular energy level but not resonate at that. So for example, I can use, sometimes you've got to use conflict or anger to get a point across, but you don't resonate at that level. That's when you start to really know that you're powerful and that you can be creating your life as you choose it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I like the way you said that. And I love the way that that Bruce has taken this work. And you're right, Jory, you'll probably hear about seven levels in chakras and different places and different kinds of philosophies and whatnot. But what Bruce has done with this system is he's actually made it fairly scientific. And he's got a lot of research around vibrational energy and what it does to people. And in order to develop this assessment, there's actually an awful lot of science behind it. So it can appeal to a lot of people who might not resonate with, mm-hmm. other kinds of philosophies, because there's actually a lot of science. You know, and in relationship to that, Denise, I know on your website you talk about, there are two streams. Which one do you swim in? And, one being fear and one being more like, love and positivity. Can you talk about that a little bit and the effect that it has on not only us but on the world around us?
Yeah, and I mean, the one diet that I think I've been able to kind of keep to has been my diet from the media.
Mm.
Because to me, that is the representation that keeps us in angst and worry and fear. And that's really the stream of unconsciousness. We really have taught to put the shields up, if you will. Whereas when we get into hop into the stream of consciousness, this is really self-awareness. This is being aware of who you truly are and who are you being right now. And then through the processes of really closing the gap between how you know who you are and who you truly, truly are. And that's the levels of consciousness. And that's what the energy work actually helps us to do, is work directly on our energy levels, those vibrational, because we know that the world is attracting, and we're not just thinking positive, we are being positive. And that then reflects back to us. And in that, our self-awareness starts to become higher and higher, and that's what we call the higher levels of consciousness.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and you just said something I think really important.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good part of what you do too, is the thinking, and the action. And talk a little bit about thoughts, and you talked about the fact that we make changes from actions very often versus focusing on our thoughts and focusing, on our energy. Say more about how thoughts create our experience and can help us change our experience.
Right, exactly. I mean, every I used to say that I want my amygdala to be my friend, because all throughout the day, we are having experiences that are triggering in our very quickly memories or emotions, interpretations, and then we act. It happens so fast. that we're not aware that what happens is we have a thought, it triggers a feeling or an emotion, and then we act based on that. So if we can slow things down, we'll start to see that there's an underlying thought that is triggering our feelings, and based on that, we're taking actions. So if you've ever taken some self-improvement or some coaching programs, they are really based on working on your actions on the outside. And, hey, that actually gets you quick results. And I always relate back to, going on a diet. Sure, I can change the way that I eat, but if I haven't fundamentally changed the way I think and the way I feel, then my old habits are going to come back. And they tend to have those habits are very well ingrained, and they're literally ingrained in our brains. So what we're doing with energy leadership is we're getting back to the core of change, which is the core thought. And then we're working with the feelings that generates, and then the actions. And I'll give you a little anecdotal example. I mean, now I play with it in my mind, is that I'm walking down the street and I become aware that it's like, I'm kind of looking down, I'm frowning, what am I thinking, right? I'm nervous about this meeting I'm walking into. So then I'm like, hey, what if I walked in there feeling, really good and on top of the world? And then how do I feel when I think that way? Oh, I'm walking and talking, and next thing you know, bing, my actions are more positive than they were before.
Absolutely.
So this is the sequence that always, and if your listeners don't take anything else from today, they can really already start to make change in their lives, because they get to the core thought that creates that feeling, and that is where action is.
Absolutely. And
Denise,
so,
you know what I'm thinking? Oh, Beth, you can be proud of me again. I'm having an image come to mind.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Beth is my image symbol person, Denise. I love her images and symbols, so I get excited when I have one. I'm thinking of a choo-choo train, and I'm thinking of the engine being the thoughts that we have, and how important it is to control those thoughts, because then you have the cargo, you have the beliefs and the feelings, and then behind that, very important, I don't even know if we want to call it a caboose, but you have the actions. And so your thoughts really are the drivers, and if your thoughts are negative, then your beliefs and feelings will be negative, and guess what? Your actions that come along behind that will be negative as well. Am I tracking with you? Oh, sorry about the pun. Am I tracking with you? I really didn't say that.
That's brilliant. I mean, here's the thing is, if you're taking the train from New York to San Francisco, you don't change the caboose, right? You really do get to what is driving it. And we are not, this is not taught in school, right? This is not the stuff that you just naturally go, hey, I'm having a thought, because it's happening so quickly. We feel something and then we act. So this is where we break it down and say, actually, you had a thought. And if we really want to make sustainable change, we want to get to that core thought.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to work through, and that's what a lot of what we do.
Absolutely, and I'm just going to tack on to that train, just a little bit, because I love it, and what it makes me think about is that, remember the little, I think I can, the little train that could?
Little engine that could.
Yeah, the little engine that could, and he was, I think I can. And then that reminds me of a quote, and I think it might have been Henry Ford, but I apologize if I'm wrong, who said, if you think you can, you're right. If you, you can't, you're right.
And I think it is Ford.
Yeah, I think it is. And it's absolutely true. And it's one of the things that I've, I used to teach my clients too, is like, for example, if you're going into an interview, you can sit there and think, well, I'm worried about this, and I'm worried about that, and I'm afraid about this, and what if he doesn't like me, and blah, blah, blah. Or you can actually take a few minutes, imagine yourself walking into the interview, looking into the person's eyes, smiling, seeing them smile back as you're shaking hands, and they ask you to sit down, and you just have an immediate connection, and how does that feel? And it works.
Absolutely. And when you're able to kind of bust through, and I think this is just getting yourself into the energy level of responsibility, that just accepting or acting as if it's true that I give meaning to my experiences, they do not have meaning. And so if I take responsibility for how I interpret my experience, then I'm feeling in control. And that allows me to then say, well, how would I like my experience to be when I go through that interview? And then because you're aligning with the higher vibrations, and anyone who studied law of attraction or just any of the spiritual laws will know that you're now triggering and aligning with those types of things, and more importantly, you start to see it for yourself. So being very kinesthetic, it was very important for me to start to understand what and be aware of what my experience was like when I knew, hey, I'm thinking this, or hey, I'm thinking this. What's happening here? So and that's a lot of what we do in the coaching as well, is helping people connect with those different feelings and energy levels, and there's lots of tools out there that we could talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And to those of you listening who might not be as familiar with the fact that thoughts really do, thoughts and beliefs and memories, you know, actually do affect our experience of life, try just, you know, catching yourself when you have a thought sometimes, and catch yourself in the act of having a thought.
Mm.
Because you, David Rock used to call it 7 seconds of free won't. If you can catch the thought in the act, then you have an opportunity to decide not to have that thought.
Wow.
Maybe you could shift it to something else.
I won't go get that chocolate cake. I won't go get that chocolate.
You can actually catch
I will have
in the
that
act.
Lettuce and tomato.
Before it just becomes automatic. Great. Thank you, Denise. That's terrific. And this is just such, you know, wonderful information for people. So tell us just a little bit more about the center, because I think it's just a wonderful enterprise that you've created along with a couple of other women, I believe.
Yes. Well, the center is a vision that came actually out of an experience I had in London. And just very quickly, there was a storefront that sold homeopathic products. In the back, it had these rooms that individual practitioners could rent. And I said, man, that is such a great idea, because you're able to serve a broader audience, but then you're also giving people an opportunity to have a place to practice. So when I was finishing up with energy leadership coach training and thinking about how was I going to express these programs in the world, I reached out to a couple of my colleagues and said, hey, I've got this idea. What if we could combine efforts to create programming so that we could really serve the broadest audience? And we each have our independent businesses, but we also have a place to, quote unquote, build and practice. So this is the vision, is that it is to empower the everyone who's connected with it to really experience for themselves the freedom of a life of their own choosing, because they're stepping into the truth of who they are. And a lot of energy leadership and the coaches, they too are stepping into the truth of who they are and expressing it through the coaching profession. So that's why our programs really are all about leading from the freedom of your true self. So success now becomes a definition of how well am I expressing who I am, right, versus achieving certain things, certain outcomes. So the process, and that we're all stepping into a personal style of leadership so that we're inspiring each other, and that's kind of where the vision came from.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I love it. So we're about to move to closing the interview, Denise, and it's been fabulous. I've so enjoyed talking with you about all of this. But tell us again and tell us a little bit more about what services you provide. So you've got the center, and you've got programs there. And I know that you've got something coming up around the new year. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can reach you.
Excellent. Thank you. So the website is centerforenergeticleadership.com, and there is explanation of all the individual programs that are my one-on-one signature coaching programs that are there. And also, teaming up with my colleagues, we have coming up for November a New Year, New You program. I'm very excited about it, because what we're going to do is we're going to go through the energy leadership development system, and we're going to build a foundation from who you truly are. So that includes an energy leadership index assessment, and four segments of the program, 5 sessions, group sessions. And what I'd love to extend out to your listeners, if they sign up by the 1st of November and put the words heart and soul into their comments when they purchase the program, they'll get a personal debrief session with me.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's a great deal.
Very generous.
That's a great deal.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of all of us. Thank you.
Denise, I have a request, and forgive me because I didn't talk about this with you ahead of time. My request would be that you extend November 1st out even just a few days, because what happens is I can look at the statistics on Blog Talk Radio, and sometimes it just takes a while for people to listen to the archive, because not everyone, of course, can listen to it live. And, you know, at least the 1st is what, Monday? At least that'll get us through the weekend. But I am just thinking about all the people who listen to archive. They'll go, oh, man, November 1st, I missed it, because they're listening on November 2nd. So I don't know.
Absolutely. And that's specific to this New Year, New You program, because I've got some parameters to deliver the physical binder in time for the start of our program.
Oh,
however,
gotcha.
Anybody who's listening, they can send me an email at Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, at Center for Energetic Leadership, and we'll work a special arrangement out so they can get that energy leadership assessment anytime they want to. Just put heart and soul into the subject line, okay?
Oh, excellent. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good point, Jorian. Thank you for mentioning that. That's mm-hmm. great. Thank you. All right, great. So thank you, Denise. And, you know, as you know, if you've been listening to the show, one of the things that Jorian and I love to offer you each week is a coaching suggestion, or one or more coaching suggestions, so that you could actually take the information that you hear from the guests on the show and from Jorian and I and start to integrate that and experience the difference that trying some of these coaching suggestions can provide for you in your life. So, Denise, what coaching suggestions do you have for us today?
Fantastic. I would like to share 3 practical yet powerful steps to a life of your own choosing. And when you understand that you've got unlimited potential, you can start unlocking that potential right now with these 3 steps. First, connect. Connect to who you truly are. And one of the ways to do that, borrowing from True Know Your Purpose programming, is to find moments in your life when you just absolutely felt like time stood still, that you felt completely alive. And the way I know that is, like, right now, I can't feel my physical body. I am so light and so happy and so not self-conscious that this, I know that I'm aligned to who I am. So I'm connected.
Wow.
Next is sharing your gift. And this is what I do a lot of work with, and was a lot of my work, is that you have a purpose and you have gifts, and then you want to share them without hesitation or doubt. And so those are where you write down what you'd love to do, you know, as you absolutely love to do. And I'm thinking, like, what do you always jump to do for your closest friend? Mm-hmm. That's when you're starting to get into which are your gifts and how you express that, and then celebrate. And here's the thing. Whatever is showing up in your life when you have connected and you're sharing, no judging, good or bad. Just celebrate that it's shown up, because everything is an opportunity to grow and to learn. And so one way to kind of be aware is just when you know, stopped and are aware of what you're doing, assess, you know, is what's showing up aligned to me completely? 10, or not at all, 1, right? And then what's one adjustment that you want to make? And hint, bring in more from step 1 and 2.
Yes.
So that's one of those ways. In the moment, you can sit down and write lists, or you can just start to be more aware of how you're connecting, sharing, and celebrating who you are.
Oh, thank you so much, Denise. And it didn't go by me that connect, share, and celebrate are also the steps of the blessing that you have. So that's wonderful. Thank you.
Cool.
Oh.
I have another request. Would you please do step 3 again? I mean, that was a lot. I got the connect and share.
Step three is celebrating.
The advantage of being able to communicate with you later and all of that. But for people who are just listening, I think it might be like, whoa, I was just reaching for a piece of paper. So would you please go over to step 3 again?
Sure. Step 3 is easy. Celebrate everything that is happening in your life without judging it good or bad. And so by that, what you do is in that saying, hey, there is an opportunity for me to learn and grow if this isn't aligned with who I am. And you do that by saying, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well is what's showing up right now really the way I want it to be aligned with who I am? 1, not at all. 10, completely. And then second part of that is, what little adjustment can I make? And it's going back to one and two. Am I feeling alive, and am I sharing my gifts?
Oh, you know what? That's what threw me off. Going back to steps one and two. I was thinking going back to one and two is in the scale 1 to 10. Okay,
oh.
I'm with you. Okay.
Got it. And these are going to be on Jory's website as well.
Which is why it's important for me to understand.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Thank you. So I'm going to pass it back to you then, Jory.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. Denise, that was great. We have a lot of fun together. And for everybody, just understand that all three of us have gone through and love and coach from the True Purpose process. So if any of this seems a little bit foreign to you, Beth, Denise, and I would all be very glad to explain it. But it's wonderful. And it is exciting to hear you actually using the steps of your blessing to create programs, Denise. So good for you. So, to those of you who are listening today and on the archives, we truly do want heart and soul to be an experience that we co-create with you. This isn't just Jory, Beth, and guests just going on without paying attention to what our guests want. So each week we'd love it if you would listen live or to our archives, and we'd love for you to participate in our discussions by typing your questions and comments into the online chat room. We'd love for you to try out our guest coaching suggestions, and we'd love for you to send your suggestions for topics and guest speakers to me. That would be Jory, J-O-R-Y, at womenfindpurpose.com, or to Beth Scanzani, B-E-T-H-S-C-A-N-Z-A-N-I, at AOL.com. And with all of that, we're hoping that Beth and I, and with you all helping us, can actually help more and more people find true purpose, passion, and joy in their lives, which would be reaching those higher levels of those seven stages. Is that right, Denise?
Absolutely.
Yay, I got it. I learned something. So, Beth, before I go ahead and give a preview of next week's show, do you have any other reflections on purpose, passion, or perseverance, or anything that Denise has said today that you would like to share?
I think Denise and Jory, I'm really connecting to what Denise just said on that step number three about noticing what's going on, what's happening, and not to judge it good or bad, but just to assume that everything is an opportunity to learn and to mm-hmm. experience something important. And, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I broke my foot, I broke my toe in California. And I could choose to see that as, ouch, it hurts, it's a pain, I'm trying to move, I'm trying to get all these things done, woe is me, I'm a victim, why did that happen, why did it happen now, and just feel miserable, you know, or I can choose to assume that there's something, you know, some gift here for me, and if I just pay attention, I might learn something. And for me, the thing that's coming is what has happened since I came home with a broken foot is, whereas I'm usually the one solving all the problems and doing things for everybody else, all of a sudden I'm in a position where other people are helping me. And isn't that an interesting thing to experience?
Yes, you're helping the natural flows of energy, give and receive.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Thank you, Beth.
Yes, so I'm contributing to the balance of energy in the world and in my life. I love it. Thank you.
Well, Beth, haven't you had this happen before? Was it the same foot? And it was a learning experience before, too.
It was. And that was a few years back, and that was my other foot. And I actually couldn't get out of bed at that point. I couldn't walk around except very painfully with crutches because I had actually broken it in three places. And that was really, I think, a message to slow down because at that point I just was going too fast. And it was the first time I'd had an opportunity to slow down and start to look in and really start to get back in touch with who I am. Different foot. Yeah, different experience. But both
slightly different lesson. But, Denise, I hear you with this whole energy thing because, absolutely, Beth could have come on as lead interviewer today and been, you know, just lacking in energy, lackluster, maybe negative. I mean, it's hard to deal with pain. And yet, look at this. She's gone on up into those seven stages of energy up to the higher levels and I never would have known, and I'm sure our guests never would have known. And it's authentic. It's not fake. I don't sense you're grimacing over there and just trying to put on a smile. But you know, I think this is a perfect example of living at this higher level. So yay.
Yay.
Yeah, well, my reflections have to do this whole idea of your center that you've created and coming from your center and all. I love the idea of collaboration. And as you know, it's something that's important and near and dear to our heart and souls, right, Beth? Mm-hmm. That we just really believe, because a lot of people out here these days, and it's lovely, are entrepreneurs, are solopreneurs, quote unquote. But the idea of coming together and pooling together our energy, our resources, our talents, our gifts, our knowledge, our wisdom, and then sharing it. It's like the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So kudos to you, and I encourage anybody who's listening, who's thinking about collaborating, thinking about joint ventures. Brian Duval, he was one of our guests back, I guess it was in May. And our whole show at that time really did focus on joint venture. So I think it's wonderful what you did. I think it shows a lot of purpose, passion, and perseverance. And kudos to your teammates as well. And what a joy for them to work with you, I'm sure. So those are reflections, absolutely. Well, I'd like to go ahead and say a word about next week's show. It's going to be a little bit different. We're not actually having a coach, but we are having a counselor. Our guest will be Rhonda Darville, and Rhonda is a speaker, a writer, and an advocate at the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center in Lynchburg, Virginia. She's originally from the Bahamas, and she's been a high school teacher, and she's been involved in women's ministry and youth ministry for many years. Her work at the center began a year ago, because of her own very, very personal, as you can imagine, abortion story. And she is now just delighted to seek to bring glory to God through her story and the work that he's done in her life to touch the lives of others. So it's going to be different. It's not going to be a professional coach giving these amazing coaching suggestions. It's going to be Rhonda telling the story from her heart of what she's gone through and how she's now using that pain to help other people at the Blue Ridge Counseling Center in Central Virginia. So I'm really looking forward to hearing it, and I hope encourage others to listen as well. So thank you, Beth. Thank you, Denise. You've been listening to Heart and Soul with Jory Fisher, a career calling and true purpose coach from Lynchburg, Virginia, with Beth Gonzani, a life, leadership, true purpose, and dream coach from Rockport, Massachusetts, and with our delightful guest, Denise Starrett, what do we say, energy coach and all of the above from Yorktown, Virginia. So, Denise, would you please give us the quote for the week?
Absolutely. People who follow their joy experience the fullness of their being. They are the Renaissance workers who evolve the consciousness of humanity.
And who
That's
is that
Robert
by?
Holden.
Robert Holden.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's deep. Everyone's going to need to concentrate on that. Well, thank you, Denise. And please state again how people can get in touch with you and take advantage of your special offer.
Oh, fantastic. The website is centerforenergeticleadership.com. You can email me directly at denise@centerforenergeticleadership.com or denise@yourinnersmile.com. And definitely we've got a New Year, New You program that's starting the 11th of November. So looking for people to sign up by the 1st of November. And again, special heart and soul comment in the line with your PayPal order will get you a private one-hour debrief session of your Energy Leadership Index assessment with me.
Terrific. Thank you. Well, thank you, Denise, and thank you, everybody, for listening live and on the recording, for being with us today. Would you please visit my website at womenfindpurpose.com to find out more about my coaching and consulting services and to access all of our Heart and Soul archives. Each week, I post the coaching suggestions of our guests as well as their quotes and bios. You may also email me at jory@womenfindpurpose.com or Beth@BessGonzani@AOL.com if you would like to share your questions, ideas, or comments with us, or if you would like to receive our weekly announcements of upcoming shows on Heart and Soul.
So, Beth, would you like to say goodbye first and then Denise?
Absolutely. Well, goodbye, everybody. I hope that you've really enjoyed the show today as I have and that you'll be with us again next week.
Thank you so much. This has been such a privilege. Goodbye. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Goodbye, ladies. And Beth, I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you, Jory. Bye.
Until next week, everybody, may God bless you and keep you, and may you fully become the purpose you're designed to be. Take care. Thanks again, Denise. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy.